I'm Peter Sagal, and I love to sustain. I like to sustain notes when I play the piano. Say a nice middle E held for about 10 minutes. I like to sustain grudges. I've been mad at Jonathan Chandross for 45 years, and I don't even remember why. Mainly, though, I like to sustain my NPR station with automatic monthly donations. You, too, can know the joy of a sustaining membership. Here's how.
Just go to our website, wjffradio.org, and click the donate button.
If you have something to give, we need you to give it now during our summer fund drive. If you don't, if you aren't able to make a contribution, we do understand. But if you can, please do at wjffradio.org. I'm Jason Dole. This is the end of All Things Considered at the end of the week. We have three guests pretty much each afternoon during All Things Considered, local and regional guests by and large. And right now we've got the last guest of the week joining us on the phone line. Sullivan County Legislature held a second hearing yesterday about the potential sale of the Adult Care Center at Sunset Lake, but again, no vote was taken to move forward on that. Here to tell us what happened is a co-editor of Sullivan County Democrat, Joe Abraham. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
No, thanks for having me.
So were you there yesterday for this second round of hearings?
I went over to the government center. It opened at about 3 o'clock, and I think they finished everything up at about 6, so pretty much nearly 3 hours.
Okay, and so let's remind folks of what this was all about, that the county was proposing the sale of the care center at Sunset Lake, and why were they proposing it?
Yeah, pretty much to summarize it as clear as day, you know, our county is in sort of dire economic straits, as the chairman of the legislature had mentioned yesterday's public hearing towards the end. So, you know, I think the county was exploring the sale and hoping that that would maybe help, since it had been losing money in a few of the, I think, 4 of the last 7 years. And so they were hoping that it would sort of maybe help in getting us out of this sort of financial hole that I think everyone across the country is sort of in with the pandemic.
Right. And again, you know, just anticipating budget shortfalls across the board everywhere, still looking for additional monies from the federal government at the state and local level. So clearly there's some balancing that needs to be done, but people did not want things to balance out with this care center being sold. The past Tuesday, there was a hearing. So many people showed up that they actually scheduled another one yesterday afternoon. But before the hearing began, Chairman Daugherty made a surprise announcement. What was that?
Yeah, so pretty much they decided not to vote on the proposed resolution, which would have been transferring the care center to the Local Development Corporation, which would be exploring the sale of it. And then what followed was, like I said, close to 2.5 hours before the legislatures each had a chance to speak, a public comment that occurred from a lot of people who had showed up. And, yeah, every single public comment opposed the sale of the care center. There wasn't one person in attendance that spoke that was in favor of selling it.
There was not one person that was in favor?
Not among the public that showed up.
Right, right. But they still allowed speakers despite this? And so, like you said, that was nobody was speaking in favor of it. County officials met with Orange County officials today to discuss how they retained their care facility, Valley View. And that Orange County went through something like this a few years ago. Do you know about this?
Yeah, so I'm not as familiar with Orange County issues, but the, Valley View is, just like the care center at Sunset Lake is owned by Sullivan County, Valley View is an Orange County-owned facility, and they had, I guess, several years where they were failing to make a profit. And I think Orange County legislature actually had explored selling it as well, and it was also met with public backlash. And since then, in recent years, with the new administrator, Lawrence Ledoux, and with in Orange County, they were able to turn things around and actually make it a profitable institution, while also, you know, keeping it as a resource to their residents and also not a burden to taxpayers. Yesterday's meeting, Chairman Doherty had announced that him and District 6 legislator Louis Alvarez were going to head to the Valley View facility today to take a tour of it with Steve Newhouse, who's the county executive for Orange County. And it was also later expressed towards the end of the meeting yesterday that Nadia Rice, who's the District 2 legislator, was working on trying to set up a conference call with Ledoux so they could sort of talk to him about some of the things specifically that he has done to help, I guess, make Valley View work financially. So
is this a clear victory for community action?
I guess if you're asking in terms of if people who oppose the sale look at it as a victory, perhaps it is a small one, but while no vote was taken and some see that as a win, who are those that oppose the sale, the fact of the matter is because no vote has been taken yet, it wasn't like voted down, the resolution either. So it's still on the table whenever they want to get back to it. So I guess you would say for those that oppose the sale, it isn't quite over yet. But there were three county legislators of the nine that have now publicly opposed the sale and said they would not vote in favor of transferring it over to the LDC. Those three legislators are Louis Alvarez, Nadia Reich, and yesterday they were joined by District 7 legislator Joe Perillo. And unlike a normal vote, which in most resolutions that go through the county legislature, where you need just a simple majority of 5-4, this needs a supermajority, which means 6 of the 9 legislators would have to vote yes in order for this resolution to pass. And so, like I said, we know that there are 3 publicly that opposed, that have said that they were going to vote no. So realistically, if they do ever vote and one of the other 6 decide to also join those 3 in opposing it, then it would fail. So that's sort of where things stand currently. At the end, when each legislator had an opportunity to speak, a few of them that did not necessarily express their position on whether they'd vote yes or no, there was a common theme amongst multiple legislators that more work needs to be done before this vote in terms of looking at the numbers. And, I think that they're putting that into motion by, like I said, meeting with, taking a tour of the Valley View facility today.
Right.
And trying to set up that conference call with Ledoux.
All right. Well, Joe, we're going to have to go in just a matter of seconds here, but real quick, is there more on this in today's Democrat?
Today's Democrat has the recap of the first half of the public hearing, which was Tuesday, but readers can see a full story in Tuesday's paper with the updated events of last night.
All right, Joe Abraham, co-editor of Sullivan County Democrat, thank you so much for giving us this update on the big story of the week here locally.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you. This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Let's get right back to All Things Considered.